So, developing story this morning, a flotilla of ships carrying hundreds of pro-Palestinian activists trying to confront a long-standing naval blockade of the Gaza Strip is escalating into a major diplomatic incident at this hour. Joining us now is BBC reporter in Israel, Wira Davies, who's in Ashdod, where the flotilla that was confronted by Israeli military personnel this morning with casualties is expected to arrive, actually, within the next several hours. First of all, what do we know? There are conflicting reports of what exactly happened here, but what are you most confident about at this point this morning?
Well, what's pretty clear, because Israel had actually said it was going to happen, is that Israeli commandos in the early hours of the morning intercepted this flotilla of six vessels which is trying to make its way with humanitarian aid to Gaza. Now, the Israelis controversially intercepted these vessels in international waters. There were some 70 nautical miles out to sea when they were intercepted. On one of the vessels, the largest vessel, there were about 500 peace activists from various countries. There was a firefight, and the Israelis say they were attacked when they landed on the deck of the ship, certainly with knives and axes and bars. Whether or not they were attacked with firearms is another question. The Israeli paratroopers certainly responded with firearms, and we've ended up with at least 10 dead, if not 18 dead protesters, and 8 wounded Israeli soldiers. As I said, this was a carefully laid plan, but it's gone disastrously wrong.
Is this the first major confrontation of the blockade around Gaza? I mean, I would have expected that this might have happened in the past, and there would have been some sort of protocol for Israeli military actually boarding ships like this, even in international waters.
Yeah, there have been flotillas before. Some of the earlier ones were allowed through with this humanitarian aid. A couple of more recent ones have been stopped, but this was a much larger flotilla of about 6 boats. And B, the Israelis said they were determined to take force because they thought there were, in their words, some Islamic extremists bent on a violent confrontation. The peace activists said that was not the case. They were just a bunch of international activists from around mainly Europe, countries like Greece and Turkey and Spain. The Israelis said they were met with force, which was totally unexpected. They didn't realize there were going to be so many armed people on board. Again, that is the Israeli line. Both sides are coming out with a very different line. But what we do know, as I said, is that many people have been killed, many, many more have been injured, and those ships laden with their human and humanitarian aid cargo are now being brought back here to Ashdod.
Well, you will be in a position in Ashdod to see personally, Wira Davies, BBC reporter in Israel, whether those ships are flagged with the Turkish flags, in which case that explains why Turkey seems to have taken this as a provocation to its national rights in some sense. What do you know about that?
Well, the Turks are certainly one of those countries that has protested strongly because they had officially sponsored at least one of these ships. The Turkish government had given the ships their blessing, and we believe that many Turkish nationals were among those killed.
All right, Wira Davies, BBC reporter in Israel, in the port of Ashdod, awaiting the arrival of 6 ships, a flotilla carrying hundreds of pro-Palestinian activists involved in a firefight with Israeli military personnel. Casualties on both sides, the dead all with the protesters, but some Israeli officers were wounded as well. The implications of this still developing.